USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice will seek the resignations of most U.S. attorneys who were appointed by President Trump. First reported Monday by CNN, the calls for the resignation of some 56 U.S. attorneys could come as soon as Tuesday. Asking U.S. attorneys from the previous administration to resign is seen as a routine move when a new president begins their term. Two U.S. attorneys that will remain on the job are Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, whose office is leading the investigation into Hunter Biden, and Special Counsel John Durham, who is leading an investigation into the origins of the probe into President Trump's campaign and alleged links with Russia. And officials are discussing requiring a negative COVID test in order to board a domestic flight. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Axios on HBO that there are ongoing discussions over putting that measure into place.
Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is it's going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people who are actually going to have to carry this out.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Tesla is making a large investment in cryptocurrency. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla announced in its Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday that it has bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. The company said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. The purchase of the cryptocurrency will give Tesla liquidity once it starts accepting it for payments. The SEC filing also indicated Tesla had more than $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand at the end of 2020. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed President Biden's pick to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. By an 87-7 vote, Dennis McDonough was confirmed Monday, replacing Robert Wilkie as VA Secretary. McDonough previously served as Chief of Staff under President Obama and touted that experience during his confirmation hearing. McDonough becomes the seventh of President Biden's cabinet nominees to be confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump's second impeachment trial will begin Tuesday afternoon, with both sides being given 2 days to make their case, according to the rules agreed upon on Monday. On the eve of the trial, Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for his Senate colleagues. He tells Fox News that he sees the trial as an attack on the presidency itself, and that what they decide to do over the next few days will have an historical impact for years to come.
Tonight, colleagues, tomorrow, there are 100 of us. What we do today is going to make history for the rest of the time America exists. What Democrats have done is basically declared war on the presidency itself. The impeachment in the House took place without a hearing, without one witness being called, and without a lawyer for the President of the United States. You can't get a traffic ticket based on the procedures they used to impeach President Trump. And we're also impeaching a man who's out of office. When you combine a snap impeachment with an impeachment of a president who's out of office, you're going to destroy the presidency itself. I know you hate Trump, but please pull back before we set in motion the destruction of the presidency by never-ending impeachments based on lack of due process and political retribution as the motive.
And Alabama Senator Richard Shelby announced Monday that he would retire from Congress at the end of his term. The six-term Republican was first elected in 1986 as a Democrat, switching parties in 1994. He is the top Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee. The 86-year-old's term ends in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.